Welcome to episode 359 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What does the Bible say about wives? Here are 14 passages of scripture that give us some answers to this question. 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Wisdom builds. It looks at what is and wisely considers how to make it better. Many homes have been made by godly, wise women who are attentive to the needs of the household and serve effectively as managers, custodians, and caretakers. Folly tears down. Instead of supporting and building what is, folly shows its destructive nature. How does folly manifest itself? In idleness, waste, petty conflict, love of pleasure, lack of forethought, and care. 2. Proverbs 19, verses 13 to 14. A foolish son is ruin to his father, and a wife's quarreling is continual dripping of rain. House and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A wife who often contends, fights, argues with her husband is like a continual dripping in at least three ways. It is an ever-present annoyance and trouble. It wastes and destroys, eroding good and valuable things, and it points to some underlying more basic problem. But a prudent wife is from the Lord. One might also say that a prudent husband is from the Lord. 3. Proverbs 21, verse 19. It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman. This shows the great value of peace and happiness in the home. Proverbs 31, verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? She's far more precious than jewels. This verse is the beginning of a 22-verse acrostic poem about the qualities of an excellent or virtuous wife. This passage is traditionally understood as being addressed to women, but it is more accurately understood as being spoken by a woman to a man so he can know the character and potential character of a good wife before marriage, and value and praise his wife for her virtuous character once married. It is primarily a search list for a man and only secondarily a checklist for a woman. The woman described in the rest of the chapter is rare and valuable, idealistic, but her value or worth is greater than what she does, as explained in the following verses. Her value or worth should not be reduced to the performance of those qualities. She will be an excellent woman, one of noble character, one who is spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous before she acts in an excellent or virtuous manner. And just like a prudent wife is from the Lord, likewise an excellent wife is one who is connected to the Lord. 5. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. In Ephesians, Paul addresses three groups of people who may be reluctant to submit: women, children, and slaves. When we submit to God, we recognize God's authority and act accordingly. When we submit to law enforcement, we recognize the authority of law enforcement and act accordingly. When we submit to our employer, we recognize the authority of our employer and act accordingly. Submission does not mean inferiority, nor does that mean silence. Submission means submission. There is a mission for the Christian marriage, and that mission is obeying and glorifying God. The wife says, "I am going to put myself under that mission. That mission is more important than my individual desires. I'm not putting myself below my husband. I'm putting myself below the mission God has for our marriage and for my life." 6. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Though wives are to submit to their husbands, it never excuses husbands acting as tyrants over their wives. 7. Ephesians 5, verse 28. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Paul says that husbands should love their wives as their own bodies because this is what love is. They should love their wives this way because the relationship between husband and wife has a pattern, the relationship of Jesus and his church. Paul indicates this in Ephesians 5 verses 25 to 29. Just as Christ also loved the church, so husbands ought to love their own wives, just as the Lord does the church. The husband, the Christian husband, must love his wife this way because he is one with her just as Jesus is one with the church. 8. Ephesians 5 verse 31. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Here Paul quotes Genesis 2 verse 24. He explains that just as was the case in Eden, every married man today is joined to his wife. God does the joining. Husbands can resent it, they can resist it, they can ignore it, but this does not change the fact. 9. Ephesians 5 verse 33. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Paul really teaches about two things at once. He teaches about marriage, but he also teaches about God's pattern for marriage, the relationship between Jesus and his people. So in Ephesians 5 verse 31 and 32, he focuses on the relationship between Jesus and his people and gets really excited about it. Then he seems to remember that his original topic was marriage. This is why he uses the word however or nevertheless in some versions. The word respects, as it appears in this verse, is the same word often used for the reverential fear and awe the disciples had toward Jesus. It is a strong statement, but it indicates that the wife should respect the husband so highly that it points in this direction. 10. Colossians 3 verse 19. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. A husband must love his wife, and the ancient Greek word translated love here is agape. 11. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. In the strongest terms, Paul emphasizes the responsibility of a man to provide for his family, to do all he can to support them. This is the minimum required of a Christian man. If he does not do even this, his conduct is worse than that of an unbeliever. 12. Titus 2 verse 4. And so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Instruction for the young women begins with home matters. God has given them a strategic position of influence and assistance to their husbands and their children, and they must let love dominate their influence and assistance. Paul says that love for husbands and children must be taught. Certainly aspects of this love are inborn, but other aspects, especially aspects that reflect the self-giving sacrifice of Jesus, must be taught. And note that the young women must be taught both attitudes and skills. 13. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Here the Bible affirms and even celebrates sex as an expression of married love. 14. 1 Peter 3 verses 8 to 9. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for on this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. This is the standard called for in a marriage. This is how husbands and wives ought to treat one another. There we have it, 14 passages of scripture to answer the question, what does the Bible say about wives? Father, thank you for the gift of marriage. Help those who are called to marriage to put you first in their relationship with each other and help those around them to be supportive. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.